Steve Collins, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lee.
Let's talk pooping pigeons. Not something that I thought we would ever bring up with each other, but it's in the news. What's going on and why are we culling pigeons in and around Burnie?
We're sick of them because they're trying to overtake our town, and like other towns and cities on the northwest coast, we've all got the same problem. It's about time the unwelcome visitors moved on.
So who's complaining?
Well, basically around our CBD, there's been a proliferation of these birds over the last couple of years, growing in numbers, and they're starting to become a bit of a pest and a health risk as well with all the droppings. So council determined at the last council meeting that we've got to take a bit more of a proactive approach to eliminating them, taking them away and humanely putting them down.
So do any other cities in Australia have this problem and do they do similar things?
Well, you know, I had a picture of a business in Devonport where one of the birds actually walked into the street. And as I said, I have a look around our CBD and there's plenty of pigeon activity.
I'm going to be honest here, and I was having some food at an establishment in Devonport once and a pigeon was inside the store. And on the way out, I kicked one. And I've never kicked a pigeon before. It wasn't on purpose. It was for the fact that they are a problem in and around our population areas.
No, that's right. I mean, it's not only the fact that they're there, but they also cause a health risk as well, potentially.
Right. So are you receiving any backlash, or is this being quite welcomed by the community?
Well, I think, you know, we've had to go around town and have a look at certain parts where the pigeons have sat and dropped, and in the wet weather, it becomes a problem as well on the footpaths. So, you know, it's not as dramatic as it sounds, but it is becoming a real problem.
Well, look, I'm on your side and I'm glad you're doing something about it. Council meeting was this week. Did anything else of note come out that's worthy of mentioning this afternoon?
Well, there were a couple of planning matters. One was where the government wanted to create more affordable space for housing. The problem there is there's already 150 hectares of available land in Burnie. So we suggested that the government should be in the same boat as the rest of the community if they want to rezone land. They should go through the proper processes, not just use Parliament to rubber stamp these. So that was probably one of the more contentious issues that was discussed.
Was that regarding the conversation bringing dwellings into the city?
Was that there as well. The Minister came back and said the review of the legislation will be, planning legislation will be next year. We should put our position there. But our council's view was there's an urgent need and it's a good opportunity to revitalise CBDs by utilising them rather than just having these places as temporary accommodation for overnight stays, which could be long-term stays essentially, that it would create more vibrant CBDs rather than the shops close at 5 or 9 p.m. and everyone heads out, create an opportunity there for people who live in the CBD. And a lot of the people that live in the CBD don't generally have cars.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because the rule was, well, the dwellings must have a car spot. It's 2021. Why?
Totally agree with you. I mean, there's apartment blocks being put up in Melbourne that don't have car parks, full stop. I think, you know, Tasmania wants to move to the next century. We've got to start looking at these proactive measures. If you're in the CBD, maybe you don't want a car. But there's also the provision of private car parks that if you do have a car, you can go and rent a space, whether it's off council or whether it's a private provider.
Again, Steve, the other thing is it's got nothing to do with Parliament or the government, whether you've got a car or not. It's not your business. Like,
That's right.
Move on. I mean, if I've got a car and I'm purchasing something in the city and there's no spot, that problem's on me. That's got nothing to do with anybody else.
That's right. They also talk about private open space for amenity, to have some outdoor space if you're living in an apartment. But, you know, same sort of thing. You look on the mainland, there's apartments that don't have private outdoor space. It's you're contained. That's your living space. You don't necessarily need a garden. Some people like me would never go near a garden and they'd be a menace to the garden.
We're big people. We're adults. We can choose where we want to live and how we go about it. We don't need anybody else butting into it. Well, I'm glad that that came up. And what's that next year? That'll resurface again, will it?
Well, that's it. With your approach, Lee, I would be voting one Lee.
Bring it on. Steve Collins, cheers for your chat this afternoon. Really appreciate it. And we'll do so more regularly.
Thanks. You have a nice afternoon.